facing so many people doubted that you'd be able to do what you've done. How good do you feel now that you put this body of work out on the field personally?
It feels great. You know, I came back this year. The year's not over. We got one more game left. You know, I'm going to finish strong. Got a lot of work to do in this offseason. Prepare myself to get better and better. You know, I got a couple of surgeries to do. And I'll be back to the normal JPP.
You think you'll be back here next year?
Who knows? You know, I don't know what got going on. I'm leave that to my agent. But, you know, I would love to be here. You know, this is where I started and this is where I want to finish. But it is what it is, you know.
How many surgeries do you need?
I don't know. I don't know exact. You know, hopefully one more.
Oh, only on the hand or another part?
Only on the hand. That's it.
You said get back to the normal JPP. What is the normal JPP to you now?
You know, get back to shedding tackles. No, you know, as you see on film, you know, you can see that, you know, the club is preventing me from making tackles. You know, last week it was a couple of plays I could have played much better, and made those tackles, but you know, I was limited or whatever. And you know, people see it. I see it, and you know, once I move, and you know, move away from the club, I'll be perfectly fine.
Is that what the surgery would be?
Yeah.
So you don't have to have a club?
Yeah, no, it's not for that. It's just something totally different, you know.
We always focus on your 2011 season.
That's old, man. That's 2011. Last year I had 12 and a half. You know, each season, you know, I have gotten better. You know, you might not see it as in, you know, the stats or whatever, but, you know, people see it around me, and I play even better. And, you know, this season, you know, things came up, things happened. You know, I moved from that. You know, I'm over it. You know, I'll be 27 this year, Friday, January 1st. So I'm very excited that I got to see another year, and I'm blessed.
Are you curious to see what your worth is?
I know my worth, you know what I mean? I'm not too much worried about that. You know, I know what I bring to the table. And everybody else do too. You know, even the players see it or whatever, and the organization see it. So I'm going to leave that up to to my agent, you know, the negotiations or whatever, and that's it. You know, I'm out the pitch after that. You know, I'm just trying to get my rehab done and be a better player.
Would it mean something to you or sway you at all in your decision that the way this organization stuck by you through everything?
Of course. You know, they gave me a second chance. They ain't have to, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, I appreciate that. They know what type of player they're getting. You know, I'm just a different type of player, man. I don't think a lot of people could have did what I did, you know, and that just goes to show it.
Jason, aside from the business negotiations that have to happen, how do you feel about where this team is as it closes out this season?
I think we got a lot of work to do, man. We got a lot of work to do. You know, we didn't make a playoff once again this year. And I feel like partially that's half my fault, you know. But like I say, things happen in life and you can't control it. So at the end of the day, you know, I think there's a lot of work to be done and we're going to get it right. I'm pretty sure the organization will get it right. And, you know, hopefully I'm here to see it next year.
You're confident you can be part of that solution?
Of course.
You say it's, you feel like it's half your fault that you guys didn't
make it. Man, you wasn't just going to ask me something else. What's up?
Do you blame yourself at all for the predicament that Coach Coughlin's in at all?
Like I say, I feel like half of it is my fault because, you know, most of the games that we probably lost, you know, I feel like we could have won. And if I was there, we probably would have won those games. Well, you know, it is what it is. You know, you got to move on from it. But, like, you can't sit around and wait for one person. You know, next man got to step up. So, you know, I'm here now and I'm doing the best I can to, you know, help this team win games. You know, hopefully next year, if I'm here, you know, get in and get rolling.
Why weren't you able to move past the club? Is it just comfort or?
I'm not talking about that. Next.
You want to see Tom Coughlin back here?
Of course. You know, I came in and he's been my coach ever since. He's a good coach. You know, everything that he does, you know, is great for this organization, especially for the team. You know, the guys love him, and I would love to see him here next year.
If he's not back, would that change your opinion about you coming back?
I'm not answering that question. Next question.
You've never said exactly what happened to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you said it would come out.
Yeah, it'll come out. Eventually it'll come out. It's all in my time. I'm not trying to be a distraction right now. But, you know, the whole story would get out, you know, sooner or later. Probably end of the season I put it out there. It's nothing to hide. You know, I'm here now and, you know, I've been here. I've been playing well with the club. So, really, you know, situations happen. I moved on from it. I'm living my life, you know, perfectly fine. You know, some things I can't do, but it doesn't stop me from who I am, so, you know.
The surgery, though, would help you with your dexterity?
Oh, yeah, the surgery is definitely going to help me a lot. You know, I give you a brief of my middle finger, you know, can't close right now, and that's the reason why I'm in the club or whatever. But once it start closing or whatever, I have my surgery, I'll be fine, and you know, you guys can write whatever you want to write, you know, and it is what it is, you know. Really, I'm excited to actually get it done, you know. That's something I already knew that I was going to have to get done at the end of the season. And I'm very excited. I'm very excited to get it done and move on and go ahead and rehab and get back to not worry about anything and just playing back, you know, some good football.
So that's something you had to delay in order to get back on the field this year.
Yeah, it was something I had to delay, and I knew it. I was gonna have to get it done, and you know, the season be cut short. You know, so I'm gonna get it done and move fast from this. So.
Are those surgeries like the last you think you're gonna need on that team?
Hopefully, you know, I think it's the last. I know my body pretty well, and I think it's the last I will need. So,
when you watch tape of the Eagles, does there?
I didn't play that game. You know.
But I mean, yeah. As you prepared for this game, mm-hmm. do they look like the same offense they've been the previous 2 years under Chip?
I haven't looked at the tape. All I know, I'm gonna go ahead and go study it and see what I gotta do, you know, to get better. So,
Jason, is it hard to kind of put aside all the outside, you know, the speculation about the coach and everything else? I mean, is that
people are gonna say what they wanna say. You know. Everybody has their own opinions, you know what I'm saying? They're not the one coaching. They're not the one out here with the players. They're not the one putting in the work. You know, it's the players that put in the work, and, you know, we feed off all our coaches. And personally, I think, you know, Coach Coffey does a great job at what he's done. You know, and at the end of the day, it is what it is, you know. But, you know, in order for you to talk and have your opinion, you got to put it into work. Like, you know, a lot of people they say so about me, but look, I'm here right now, you know, playing some football.